Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and his counterparts from the wealthiest democratic nations reached a deal Thursday to give Ukraine a $50 billion loan this year, backed by frozen Russian assets, signaling a sustained commitment to beat back Russia's invasion. Biden says the U.S. will keep helping Ukraine.
There's a lot more money coming beyond what's already come in the other tranches that are available now that we've passed the legislation. So they'll have what they need and get it there as quickly as we possibly can.
As Ukraine struggles to preserve its independence amid Russia's assault, the money will go toward military aid, humanitarian support, and reconstruction of the country. Donald Trump has made a triumphant return to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans. Trump says he and congressional Republicans are ready to deal with the border crisis.
We're going to have strong borders, and we're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally. They're not going to pour in from prisons all over South America and all over the world. And it's not just South America, by the way. It's all over the world.
He held an hour-long closed-door meeting with House Republicans and then met with Senate Republicans at campaign headquarters near the Capitol to discuss party priorities. A unanimous Supreme Court on Thursday preserved access to an abortifacient that was used in nearly two-thirds of abortions in the U.S. last year. It marked the court's first abortion decision since justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices concluded that the pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The widely watched case had the potential to restrict access to mifepristone across the country. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 65 points, the Nasdaq rose 59, the S&P advanced 12. This is SRN News. A court battle over a T-shirt continues.
There are only two genders. Those are the words emblazoned on a shirt worn by 7th grader Liam Morrison during a school day at Nicholas Middle School in Middlesboro, Massachusetts last year. School officials kicked him out for a violation of the hate speech code. Now two courts have ruled the schools were in the right. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Morrison, says there will likely be an appeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Governor Jay Inslee says Washington will spell out in state law that hospitals must provide abortions if needed to stabilize patients. His statement comes as the Supreme Court is expected to rule this month on whether conservative states can bar abortions during some medical emergencies. There's no indication that patients have been denied emergency abortions in Washington, but Inslee says he wants to remove any doubt that hospitals are required to provide abortions if they're deemed necessary. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates dipped slightly today.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.95%. That's down slightly from 6.99% last week. The average rate has hovered around 7% for much of this year. That's close to a two-decade high. Elevated mortgage rates dampened home sales this spring home buying season. Economists say mortgage rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
Tesla shareholders have voted to restore CEO Elon Musk's record $44.9 billion pay package that was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year. Vote totals were not immediately announced. The favorable vote doesn't mean CEO Elon Musk will get the all-stock compensation anytime soon. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.